Blog Talk Radio.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? I can't go on without you. Why are you telling me I'm never gonna survive? But once upon a time, yes, I believe that life would stop in no way, no time. You can't control my
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Real Talk with Regina Breed, and I am your host this evening. I am so excited to be here with you guys. So we're just going to jump right in. Today's conversation is about where did 2021 go? Where did it go? It is already October 1st, guys. October 1st, this year has flew by. It has gone completely crazy this year. So we're going to be talking about some of the events that have happened and how we handle them. We're going to be discussing time moving at a light speed and what you can do to catch up with it, or how can you step off and enjoy the time that you have. We'll also be talking about whether or not technological changes, economic woes, high-profile events have made this year seem like it is, like I said, picked up wings and flew. If you want to join me in this conversation, you can call me at 516-531-9782. That's 516-531-9782. So let's get in it. So first, we started this year, we popped this year off with a bang. This year, January 6th was the insurrection at the Capitol, and the country was divided yet again on issues of race and equality, and we are still reeling in that, where a lot of people feel like some of those who, the insurrectionists, we feel like they have not gotten their due in court. Some people felt like it was their right as American citizens to be able to storm the Capitol and disrupt, dismay, dismantle, destroy our Capitol, our nation's Capitol. But a lot of people don't realize that one of the things that the United States has always been able to do is have a unified front. We may be able to have our difference of opinions, but it's just that, it's a difference of opinion. And now there's taking a different turn. Your opinion weighs more than my opinion. Your opinion is more important than mine. We can't have a conversation anymore. It's now become a little physical. And I think that is a concern for the country. We issued a new president in and a new vice president, President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You know, they took office in January. And so we are still a House and Senate divided, which is even worse. And we have to deal with that. And so we're still reeling from that. Again, another House divided. The Republicans and the Democrats can't get along. And it is really bad for our country when other countries are looking at us and they're seeing the divide. And if you know anything about warfare, you understand that the best time to attack is when government is asunder, when the people are in a riot, when we can't seem to get along and agree on anything. That's the best time, because we already don't want to, we have dissension in the ranks, and that's the best time. So we are looking really vulnerable on the international front. We are still, as some of the people who won't even give it a name, they call it a pancetta, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. COVID-19 is still an issue. It's still going on, so we'll just move on from that. People are still dying, and people are still contracting the disease, and we are in the wake of a new variant, the Delta variant, and so, you know, and what that means. And so it's again, something else to divide us. Kids are going back to school, or they're not going back to school. Teachers are overwhelmed and overworked. Hospital workers are overwhelmed and overworked. So that's an issue about the quality of education our children are getting. Mask mandated school, no mask mandated school, hot mess. And so that's still going on in the midst of us trying to educate, re-educate, figure out where our kids are. Again, it's a whole uproar because we can't get together on simple things. We're fighting about being vaccinated and unvaccinated. Households and families are being torn apart because we can't decide whether or not, you know, it's my right whether I want to be vaccinated or I don't want to be vaccinated, whether I'm going to get my kids vaccinated. Jobs are saying you can't come to work or you can't work unless you're vaccinated. Restaurants are saying you have to show that you have a COVID test before you can be served inside. A lot of people are feeling like even if they're unvaccinated, you don't have the right to tell me. This is a free country, and if I want to be vaccinated, I can. But I do think that we should come together. If you don't want to be vaccinated, or you do, masks are still should be mandated. And a lot of people say that's the masks are killing me. I worked in surgery for 12 years, over 12 years. I wore a mask every day for 10 hours a day. And can I tell you, you will not die with that mask on. Some people act like they can't wear their mask for 2 hours, but that's a personal thing. And so we're not going to get into that, but that is a big, huge conversation, mask or no mask, vaccinated or not vaccinated. You know, how does public concern waver against my private wants and needs? So we are still debating about that. We are debating about the immigration issue. Those poor people in Haiti have come over here in the last maybe 4 to 6 weeks, and there has been a huge, they're shipping them back, whereas in Afghanistan and the other places when the troops have come home or started to evacuate, tens of thousands of those people are seeking refuge here because of an unstable government. But you're sending Haitians back, but it has nothing to do with color, so they say. So that's an issue that we are looking at. The winter blackout in Houston and some of those other places where people died because the grid in Texas had not been worked properly. They didn't think it was ever going to get that cold or whatever. And so we had the winter blackout. And then we had the abortion debate, whether or not a woman has the right to mandate what happens to her body. People have been talking about this year the insurmountable personal wealth of people like Jeff Bezos on the backs of his employees. You know, that is a huge conversation, that his money, because he doesn't pay, his company has not paid taxes. Amazon doesn't pay taxes, along with a lot of other huge companies, Walmart, and they don't pay taxes. And so, and the personal wealth that the CEOs are amassing is in the billions and billions of dollars. Amazon has one of the highest per capita work homeless populations in the country. There are more people who work for Amazon that are homeless than any other company. But your president, he went to space, privately funded. That is not an anomaly. He made, I think it was in the $270 billion in the last year. $270 billion, $290 billion. That's what he made last year. But his employees made anywhere between $13 and $22 an hour. Guys, that is such a whop difference. You know, he spent hundreds of billions of dollars of his personal money to go to space. He didn't go to a planet. He just went up in the air and came back down. And he spent that money, which could have been used for his employees. So So we really have to talk about leadership and what that looks like in this country. We also, speaking of what we look like in this country, council culture was huge this year. Somebody didn't like what you were doing, they got a group of people together and they ostracized you and they counseled you out because their opinion didn't jive with your opinion. We had lots and lots of pedophiles and disgusting people come out of the woodwork. We had so many people's personal affairs being aired out over a public forum, government cover-ups, and all kinds of things. And we have had a very tumultuous year this year. 2021 has been very, very difficult on the moral fiber of this country. And I think that we have to look at that in the big picture. Where does this put us going into 2022? We are tired. 2021, 2020, we have had it, and we just need peace, and we need to be able to move our country to a place where we can settle down, we can come together, and stop being a nation divided. And so I want to give some tips to how to put time in a bottle, how to stop time. You know, everybody, you can't stop time, but you can slow it down a little bit. You can make it where you can enjoy the time that you have. So one of the things that you can do is journal. You can start a journal. You don't have to pages and pages and pages and pages. You don't have to do that. What you can do is journal just a little bit every day. These are the events that's happening. These are the things that I'm concerned about. These are the things that I liked. These are the things that I didn't like. And so it's not so difficult for you to be able to put those things in a nutshell. One of the things that you can do is you can take time for yourself. You can take time for yourself. And you can make sure that you spend quality time with you. You can make sure that you are in a place where you're loving on you. And you can reconnect with your friends and your family. The time that you have, even though it's limited, can be spent safely with friends and family to create those connections. And then you can get a connection with the Most High God of your understanding, getting consecration and prayer. These things will stop time. They will pause it. They will allow you to be able to say that the time that I do have, no matter how fast or slow it seems to be going, will be able to elongate that time. And so I just want to come to you to think about, how are you spending your time? How are you creating a place where you understand what's going on in your life? How can you get to a place where you see new things? You see new places. You see new events. And so this is one of those things that we can do to stop time. And so I want to say thank you guys for joining me today. This was just a show about what is going on and where did the time go and how we can manage that time. So I want to thank you for joining me this evening. I want to thank you for tuning in. Our next week's show is going to be about 2022. How can I do the things I didn't do in 2021, right? Because as we see, this pandemic is still going on, and it may continue to go on through the winter months. So as January comes in, we want to be able to say, hey, what's going on? How can I be more productive? So next week's show is going to be about time wasted and how not to waste the time. So join me next week as we discover some more tips and some more things that make you go, this has been a wonderful experience. I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me. This is Regina Breed with Real Talk, and I'll talk to you next week. Be safe. Goodbye.
This song right here is to...